Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I've gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites. A recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
One of my goals this year is to make it my best year ever with my skin. And one of the ways that I'm doing that is with the Boncharge Red Light Neck and Chest Mask. Wrinkles, acne, scarring, skin roughness, loss of collagen and elastin happen in the face and in the neck and the décolletage area on our chest where the skin is very thin and susceptible to skin damage. I think at this point we're all pretty good about putting sunscreen on our face, but so many of us miss the neck and the chest area too. I use the Boncharge neck and chest mask daily for about 10 minutes in the morning while I'm checking emails. Their red and near infrared light waves together penetrate up to 5 to 10 centimeters below the skin surface. The red light reaches the skin's top layers, and the NIR light targets the deeper tissues without UV exposure. And that's going to help reduce the fine lines, wrinkles, and to help ramp up collagen and elastin production. So I want you to head over and have your best skin with me this year. Go to boncharge.com/better. That's BETTER. And use the discount code BETTER at checkout. And that's going to give you 15% off your entire cart. Transform your health and fitness with the Carol Bike, the smartest, most effective exercise backed by science. You can experience unparalleled results in just a minimum of 15 minutes per week. per week, thanks to AI personalized workouts tailored to your age and your fitness level. You will increase fat loss, train up your strength and your speed, and have better energy, something that every woman, including myself, absolutely covets. I always say that women are the original biohackers. If there's a way for us to feel better and look better, we are all over it. Carol Bike, in my opinion, is one of the best pieces of cardio equipment that you can invest in. Studies prove that Carol helps you achieve a 12% increase in cardio fitness, lowers the risk of type 2 diabetes by 62%, and reduces blood pressure by 5% in as little as 8 weeks. Begin your transformation with the Carol Bike today and enjoy $100 off using the promo code BETTER for our beautiful Better Podcast listeners. That's BETTER. All you have to do is visit carolbike.com. Our understanding of aging, very much in part by your work, has really changed over time. We used to think it was, you know, this free radical damage, these genetic mutations, and, you know, the antioxidants were sort of the be-all and end-all. If I were to ask you, if I were to say, David, in one sentence, what do you think causes aging? I know it's very complex to summarize that, but if you could say why we age, why would you say that we do that?
Most scientists you talk to or you would talk to would say that there are about 7 to 9 causes of aging. And mm-hmm. we, about 10 years ago, we agreed as a group that these were the causes. And we put a flag in the ground and we felt like we'd reached Mount Everest and the field was finally in agreement. But as I've admitted to, I do become obsessed with things and I keep asking the question, why? And I think that's actually a good thing for everybody to practice is to ask why at least 5 times in a row. And if you get to the answer that, which is, I don't know, that's just the way it happens, that's not a good enough answer. Mm-hmm. And so I did that and I asked that question about these hallmarks of aging, these 7 to 9 hallmarks. And my question was, why do they occur? And is there a unifying cause? And I'm proposing in my book that there is. And it's pretty new. It's ruffling some feathers. But we've got 20 years of research to back it up and some new research that's going to be coming out in the next 6 to 12 months that's actually in the book. And I think that the major driver of aging, put simply, is a loss of information. We are very complicated creatures, but if you boil it down, you know, I can basically write it out in one mathematical equation. It's the loss of information due to entropy. And that's the cause of death of everything from, I think, for us, but also for planets and stars in the universe. We really just don't manage to hang on to our youthful information. And Just to end, you know, listeners, viewers may be also curious, what about, what type of information am I talking about? And I'm talking about not the genetic information. I'm talking about the what we call the epigenetic information, the structures, the systems in the body that control which genes are on and off at any time of day. And I think that's what's lost over time. And that leads to diseases, and that is eventually what causes us to grow old.
I am incredibly bullish on sauna as a therapy for recovery, heart health, and overall aging well. I personally decided on an infrared sauna from Sunlighten because of the range of far wavelengths and near infrared wavelengths that it offers. Saunas help with detoxification and rejuvenation to rid your body of toxins. It helps with heart health by improving circulation, reducing blood pressure, and helping keep the arteries supple. It helps with muscle recovery by easing the tension and soreness to recover faster, and of course, stress reduction. With the warmth and the relaxation of sitting in a sauna, it's crucial for hormonal balance and achieving a state of well-being necessary for a strong physique and a strong mind. If you visit sunlighten.com/better and use code better to get a discount, that is sunlighten, sunlighten.com/better, and use code better at checkout.
And yeah, let's talk a little bit more about the genome and the epigenome. And I really, what I love about your book, Lifespan, is the way that you describe them, and you make a comparison to, you know, CDs and, you know, CDs that get scratched over time. So maybe walk us through that, you know, that analog versus digital paradigm that you talk about.
Yeah. So this has been evolving in my mind since about the early to mid 1990s when we first discovered in little yeast cells that the epigenome was important. And so the simple way to think about genomic or genetic information versus epigenetic is that we all know DNA is a string of chemical letters, A, C, T, G, and that's a digital format. It's not binary, but it's four letters, quaternary, and each letter can be a different position, and we get those from our parents. Surprisingly, DNA is long-lasting. You can get it out of fossils, you get it out of mummies, it lasts a long time. And I also, and my colleagues increasingly believe that the loss of genetic information is not a main driver of aging. Mm-hmm. And that's the controversial part, because many scientists have built their careers on trying to prove that mutations cause aging. And we know that DNA damage is important. I'm not saying that it isn't. Anyone who's spent some time in the sun knows that it will accelerate wrinkles.
Right.
But what I'm saying is that what's more important, and in part driven by DNA damage, is a loss of epigenetic information. So the epigenome, let me start with a metaphor first, and then I'll talk about the molecules. So the best metaphor is that the genome is a piano, but with instead of just a 100 or so keys, there's 20,000. And that piano is largely intact when we're old. But so what's going wrong, I believe, is that the pianist is losing her ability to play beautiful music and hitting the wrong notes. And in other words, the genes are coming on in our cells that shouldn't be on. And so each cell plays a different concerto, and it's what determines the music of our lives. It determines whether a skin cell will stay a skin cell and a brain cell will stay a brain cell. If you go to the molecular side, and you have a very bright audience, so I think it's going to be fine. What's happening is that the DNA is spooled out into loops that are accessible to the cell. And there are also bundles of DNA as though you would wind up a hose reel on the driveway.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And there are proteins that tell cells to open up the chromatin, we call it. The structure is called chromatin, or bundle it up. And some of those longevity genes that we have worked on for 20 years are important for telling a cell how to bundle up genes that shouldn't be turned on. And so, for instance, a nerve cell shouldn't have a liver cell, shouldn't have the same genes on as a liver cell. And so you need to bundle those up. But what we think over time is that those loops and those bundles become messed up, in part because cells have to react to DNA damage and unwrap and repack the DNA thousands of times every month in our lives. And every day we're getting trillions of spots of DNA damage in our bodies. So this is something we really can't avoid. And then one of the things that we've realized in my lab is if you break a chromosome and cause the cell to unpack these loops, well, these bundles, they don't repackage it very well. It's not perfect. And over time, you build up this, what we call informational noise. And this is epigenetic noise, we also call it. And that, we think, is causing aging. And an experiment that we've now posted online in a manuscript that is under review still by my peers shows that you can create this change in a mouse and it will get aging. It will get older by 50%. And it's not just that it looks old. We can measure its age by measuring some structures in the cell, the epigenome. And it literally, these mice are older by about 50%. And so that, to me, says that we're on to something pretty interesting here.
All right, Bettys, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.